You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative has announced the company chosen to design their new hospital in Lake Halley. Organization officials say River Valley Architects will build the new independent community hospital, which is scheduled to open in late 2027. They say a number of companies made competitive submissions, but River Valley Architects is headquartered in Eau Claire and can provide more expertise on local building codes. The cooperative is also still considering reopening the St. Joseph's Hospital facility in Chippewa Falls. A River Falls man accused of killing his neighbor in 2023 has been sentenced to prison. According to court documents, Michael Price of River Falls was initially charged with first-degree intentional homicide, but agreed to a plea deal for second-degree reckless homicide. He was sentenced to 15 years in prison and 7 years of extended supervision. Price was initially arrested after law enforcement authorities found his neighbor dead from a gunshot wound and later matched the ammunition found at the scene to what was in Price's home. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is warning residents of a slew of scams circulating the area. According to a press release, several scams have cost residents nearly $50,000 over the past few months. Authorities are reminding residents not to give out their personal information, never pay potential scammers in cash, gift cards, or Bitcoin, and not to answer the phone if they don't recognize the number calling. Some common scams include computer virus claims, grandparent scams, extortion attempts, and rental scams. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and 22 other attorneys general have filed a second motion for enforcement in relation to the Trump administration's federal funding freeze. According to the motion, the administration is continuing to block hundreds of millions of dollars in grants despite multiple court orders against the freeze. The motion asks the court to require the release of the funding if the Trump administration is unable to provide evidence that it has already been unfrozen. The court previously granted the first motion for enforcement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles has announced new fraud prevention efforts. The agency is using a new verification process and alert tool to help residents prevent their identities from being stolen. The new verification feature is available on various DMV applications and compares a photo of the consumer in the moment with the photo the DMV has on file to verify their identity. Residents can sign up for the new alert system online and get notified of activity on their account like a change of address request. Law enforcement authorities across the state will be stepping up their impaired driving enforcement this month. Departments will deploy increased patrols to discourage residents from driving while intoxicated and are warning residents that there will be a zero-tolerance policy for impaired driving and open containers. The increased and highly visible enforcement efforts are meant to encourage residents to plan their ride ahead if they intend to consume alcohol. They're also encouraging other drivers to report any suspected impaired driving. Two women were arrested in Lake Halley last week after a routine traffic stop allegedly led to authorities finding methamphetamine in the car. According to a press release, 46-year-old Shannon Leckleitner was stopped for driving without a rear license plate. Officials say she wasn't making any sense when talking with the officer and displayed indicators of possible drug use. A search of the car allegedly turned up 2 grams of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Leckleitner and her passenger, 58-year-old Pamela Herfel of Thorpe, were arrested. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Barron County is reminding interested residents to register for their next evidence-based Savvy Caregiver program. The program offers participants a 6-week training course to teach them how to care for their aging family members with dementia. The program runs from April 16th to May 21st at the Rice Lake Senior Center and is free for residents to participate in. It teaches residents about different kinds of dementia and how to handle difficult dementia-related behaviors in a practical way. Health experts are warning of another tough flu season in Wisconsin next year following a canceled FDA meeting. The agency recently announced the cancellation of its meeting with the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. The meeting typically sees a committee of independent experts make recommendations about which strains of the flu to target the following winter so mass production of those vaccines can begin before the flu season starts. Wisconsin saw an uptick in respiratory viruses this winter amid lower vaccination rates. An audit of the November election ballots in Wisconsin showed that not a single vote was not counted or counted incorrectly by voting machines. According to a report from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the audit also found the voting machines and the software that they use weren't tampered with in any way. They say they found just 5 errors in total, all of which were made by people hand-counting ballots. The 2024 election saw far fewer complaints about the integrity of the voting machines after President Donald Trump won the state. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Another Brewers pitcher injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says he now has half a dozen pitchers dealing with injuries in spring training. The latest, Aaron Ashby, the lefty pitching last night against the Reds, had to leave the game with an apparent strained oblique muscle. The Reds went on to win 5-4. Ashby to undergo an MRI.
Even though it's frustrating, but just kind of, you know, what the timing feels like going on the mound.
The team has signed 36-year-old lefty Jose Quintana, who spent the last 2 years with the New York Mets. Basketball tonight. The Bucks are on the road in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. College hoops, number 12th ranked Wisconsin in the Twin Cities, 7:30 tomorrow night for a border battle with Minnesota. Did the Badgers' lack of shots fail them at Michigan State Sunday? Greg Gard.
Yeah, well, we had 3 possessions there at the end where we kind of had ball screen defense breakdowns is a word I'll use because I'm not going to use the word I use with the team.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won 2. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win 4 Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated 6 times and won 5. Some fun moments during Sunday's Oscar broadcast included Queen Latifah looking like she wore a parachute to the event during her nice tribute to Quincy Jones. There was also Adrian Brody, who won his second Best Actor Oscar for his performance in the nearly 4-hour-long film The Brutalist, and his acceptance speech was almost as long. There was Timothée Chalamet, who some thought was the odds-on favorite for Best Actor, dressed in a bright yellow pantsuit. Luckily, it's Hollywood, and the people around him were already wearing sunglasses. It's always exciting when history is made at such a big event. Anora writer-director Sean Baker won 4 Oscars for the film, becoming the first person ever to win 4 Academy Awards for the same film. The critically acclaimed director took home trophies for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture. He is also the film's producer, and he won an Oscar for Best Editing. Anora was the talk of the night, as lead actress Mikey Madison won Best Actress, giving Anora 5 Oscars out of 6 nominations. Not a bad Sunday. It was a bit of a slow weekend at the box office. Prognosticators say that is most likely due to the fact that it was Oscar weekend. Captain America Brave New World was number 1 at theaters for a 3rd week in a row. The news is a bit of a surprise, as it did not review particularly well with critics or audiences. The film pulled in $15 million over the weekend, bringing its total to $163 million domestically. This is a bit of a surprise because movie-going audiences who like a little action had another choice in the film Last Breath, a film about a scuba diving team trying to rescue one of their own. Last Breath drew a 76% on Rotten Tomatoes and has decent star power, with Woody Harrelson leading the cast. Coming in 3rd place was the horror film The Monkey in its 2nd week of release, and holding down 4th place was Paddington in Peru. 5th place, Dogman, which has shown incredible staying power. Get it? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with rain developing this afternoon, up to 48 for a high today. Rain will change to snow tonight, with snow continuing through much of Wednesday. 4 to 6 inches of accumulation possible, with strong 35 to 45 mile per hour wind gusts creating blowing snow through much of the day Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.